questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of worship after death. We know that the human beings, as they are alive and they are living in this physical world, the believers, in some parts of their life, they are busy with worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is a Christian, a Jew, or a Muslim, okay? But what about after death? Because worshipping and praying is, we can say, a spiritual action. And when you are dead, your spirit is not dead and it is still alive. So what about the other world? And what about, for example, the world of Barzakh or Purgatory? Is it at all this worshipping and praying and the concept of ibadah continued after your death or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As an introduction, I think that because maybe some of our audience, they are not familiar with the Day of Judgment, with the day, actually with the vault mediator between this life and the Day of Judgment, we have to explain about this different vault in order for our audience to get to some extent familiar with these ideas. You know that after the death, because every and each human being that are going to die one day.
Yes.
And after that, they transfer to the world, which kind of mediator between this life and the Day of Judgment. Still, right. Day of Judgment did not arrive, but we call it the day of the world of Barzakh, which yes. is kind of mediator between this world and the Day of Judgment. And we are talking about the souls of human being transferring to the, this world mediating between this life and the Day of Judgment. And of course, to some extent, it has, reward for the righteous people and the punishment for the evil doers.
Yes.
After that, we have Day of Judgment, which is greatest day. And when we use the day, the term day, actually, this is referring to, sometimes metaphorically speaking, it is referring and indicating to the maybe some kind of spheres of life,
yes,
which is after this material life. So we have Yawmul Qiyamah, Yawmul, which is the day of resurrection, Yawmul Hasra, the day of regrets, Yawm al-Din, Yawm al-Akhirah, and Alam al-Ghayb, and Hidden World. All of them, they are talking about the Day of Judgment. Let me come back to the main question. It was about the worshipping in the,
yes.
mediator, or you may call it purgatory life.
Purgatory, or Alam al-Barzakh, yes.
Yes. We do not have any kind of worship in that world, because in the Barzakh or the purgatory life, actually you see and you witness to some extent the result of what you have done in this material life. So there is no time for, worshipping, for example, praying, fasting, and so on and so forth. We do not have such a thing in that day. But still, souls of human beings, they are capable of perfection. Because of that, we send some, the reward of, for example, Surah Fatiha for the dead people.
Yes.
Or, for example, we recite the verses of Noble Quran and we send the reward of that for the dead people. So there is still some place for the perfection of souls and getting more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obtain proximity to Lord, to the Creator. But these kinds of obligation that we are dealing with in this life, for example, go to the Hajj, praying, fasting, these ideas, we do not have these obligations in the purgatory life.
That's all right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Now the question is, so many people, we have so many great people in this world who are always busy with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the purgatory or the middle world is cut, aren't they missing the chance of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again? For example, their spirit of spiritual perfection in the world of Barzakh or something like that?
You know that if we interpret the meaning of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the remembrance of Allah, the Almighty, glorification of Him, and doing tasbih of the, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other world in the resurrection day, and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually it has been proved to be, you know, one of the worships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the righteous people in the day of judgment. According to some of the verses of Noble Quran, these kind of glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Him, and doing these kind of, you know, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been proven to the righteous people, at least to some of the righteous people and faithful people in the day of judgment. You know that if you according to the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in formal way, like praying on a daily basis, you know that five-time prayers, fasting, going to the pilgrimage of Mecca and so on and so forth, these kind of formal worships, you know, it is not, you know, for the people in the day of judgment.
What about the quality of Salat? You know, Salat is the best means to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Muslims.
Yes.
Is it, for example, in the other world, the Muslims, are they capable or are they obliged to continue their Salat or something like that or not?
You know that in the purgatory life, of course, I have some problem with using these terms because they cannot convey the reality of this life. But generally speaking, we say that the life between this world and the day of judgment, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah.
Yes.
In this material life, you have the opportunity, a chance of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's kind of filled for you. You can prepare something for yourself to receive and to see the result of that in the day of judgment. But in the day of judgment or in the mediator life, you do not have any other chance. And the time and your chance is over. And you can receive and witness the whatever you have done in this material life. For example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have, ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالَمِ الْغَيْبِ. You will return to the hidden life. Actually, maybe this is referring to the day of judgment, or maybe to some extent referring to the purgatory life. But after all, when you transfer from this material life to other life, you lose the opportunity of worshipping Rather, you should be expected to receive the consequence or the manifestation of your action in this life.
That's all right. And for sure, we know that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say, is not only done by human beings. I mean, the whole nature is busy with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. And we can say the best examples are the angels, you know, because the angels are also are not capable of committing sins, okay? Are not capable, the angels are not capable of committing sins. We can say they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this chance is given to the human being to be the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. It is because of the quality of the, we can say, ibadah that they have. They can mistakenly commit a sin, but if they do not do that according to their own will, on that time, we can say the doors of spirituality will be open to them, isn't it?
Exactly. For example, about other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have in the verse of Noble Quran, إِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. All creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to some extent, they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering His name. And I need to add to your points and to your nice comment that the meaning of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not limited to the only, for example, fasting, praying, pilgrimage, and so on. Rather, the meaning of worship, it means obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the obedience of Allah manifests itself in praying, fasting. Sometimes the obedience means to, for example, fulfill your duty. Whatever social or individual responsibility that you have to perform it, you know, in the nicest way.
Yes.
And for example, you have some social responsibility, you have to do it in a nicest way. To be respectful to other fellow human beings, to do many other things, to be active in society, to do some kind of volunteer action for the favor of other human beings. You can do a lot of things, and all that considered to be worships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Okay? We have to understand this idea that, you know, worship does not have this kind of formal worshipping that we have. Rather, it has some extended meaning for that.
And according to the beliefs of so many Muslim scholars, from the early morning you wake up until the late night, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any action that you do, from eating, drinking, we can say communicating with the other people, must be as if you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
And it is. You know, sometimes it is worships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. That's right.
You should look at your responsibility. Your responsibility that we have, if you have it, perform it in the best way, it is worshipping of Allah.
That's right. Thank you, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration.
My pleasure.
Regarding the concept of ibadah in the other world, it was very kind of you. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لبان علي وحسين وحسن.